Are you bored? Has life on one measly planet got you yearning for something more? Has the gravity on your space station started to suck your soul down faster than it does your mass? Well, have we got the solution for you. Space Cruises and Planet Tours, LLC, a division of the Spacey Spacek Spaceman Shecky Corp, part of Huge Big Megalithic Incorporated, wants you to come sail the vast black ocean with us. Climb aboard our flagship, intergalactic sailing vessel, The Ship, where our team of trained guides will make sure you have as much fun as we're legally required to give you at these prices. This week, we're heading out from the Gold Belt to Sagittarius A.
Is this all of us?
I saw Alexei get taken. He kept them from following me.
I hate pirates.
Don't you steal like half of the media you consume?
Self-loathing is considered healthy among Cathalians, and I meant this kind of pirates.
I love pirates. I always participate in intergalactic talk like a pirate day.
Well, that's all very fascinating, I'm sure, but we need to focus. As of about 2 hours ago, the former NAR cruiser ISV our ship attacked and then boarded us. I need to know if any of the rest of the crew or staff got away, people.
I haven't seen anyone else, but they cut the internal comm grid over an hour ago. I think we're the only ones with any freedom of movement.
At least they didn't blow up our engines again.
Yes, the efficiency and speed of the attack was disheartening, but it could have been worse. What else do we know?
I saw them taking passengers and crew to the galleys, so we can assume anyone not in this room is probably there.
Okay, what else?
Well, they probably targeted us in retaliation for the Galactic Courts coming down hard on their faux crews come cult.
Exposing them seemed like a really good idea when it was destroying their business and upping our reputation with the public. Now, not so much.
Oh, I know that baby mammals are painfully cute and adorable, like concentrated bundles of love and happiness.
Or maybe they just hated Stan so much, they're here to rid us all of his insufferableness.
While I appreciate the banter, I repeat, we need to focus. Do we know how many of them are on board?
Before the internal grids went down, I got a preliminary sensor reading of 50 NAR. No idea if that's still accurate.
50 versus 5?
Well, 50 versus 4 and Stanny.
Not good odds. We need to avoid direct confrontation. What are our options?
Maybe if we talk to them and explain how deeply sorry we are that we decimated their business structure.
That they stole from us.
And didn't mean to cause them harm.
Even though they were definitely harming ourselves and others.
And that we wanted to find a mutually beneficial way to step back from the current hostilities.
That they started.
We could come to a peaceful resolution and possibly even gain some new friends.
What about actual real options?
Guerrilla warfare and straight up brutal murder come to mind.
If we could capture one of them, I could run some tests and possibly design a knockout gas we could introduce into the environmental systems.
Would it only affect them?
Doubtful, but if you gave me enough time, I could do it.
How much time would you need?
Maybe a day, maybe 6 hours. Depends on how similar their biology is to ours, and whether you wanted to just knock them out or to knock out everyone and them.
We'll keep that in reserve if we have the time for it. What do we know about their intentions?
Maybe they just want to talk, and they're not good with social cues, and think this is the best way to do that.
I spent some time on their ship, oh captain, my captain. If I had to guess, I'd think they see us as big-time suppressive people, and this is some sort of holy extermination.
All of us?
Certainly me. Probably you, too. Especially once they reviewed the footage of you beating down half their people.
So we're all suppressive people because of the actions of the two of you.
I doubt them meeting Stanny could have improved their opinions of us.
Seriously, Bob, if you're right, are they just after the two of us?
Again, if I were to guess, I'd say no. Their idea is that suppressive people suppress the innate love for Zemu in themselves, and they can spread that suppression through contact with non-suppressed individuals.
So we're all screwed because we've interacted with you two Typhoid Marys, and now we're infected?
Essentially.
We're vastly outnumbered, and there are only 5 of us.
If you count Stanny.
They want to exterminate us in a mix of revenge and righteous retribution.
Probably.
And we have no idea what their timeline is. Is that our summation?
I believe you've got the bullet points, Captain.
What if we grab one of them and try to find out if we're right?
Awesome. I love hostile interrogations.
Do you think you could get anything useful out of them if we did capture one?
Definitely. Oh, Captain, my Captain. You know what? I changed my mind. I love pirates.
Okay, either they've been watching us this whole time on internal sensors and we're about to be surrounded, or that patrol should be back in a minute. Does everyone know their part?
Bob and I subdue one.
Don't count on that one being able to do much of anything afterwards.
You and I subdue the other, Captain.
I was supposed to run from here to the furthest aft section, then make laps between the stern and bow in case they're looking for us.
Once we get one of them into the passenger orientation room we prepared, Bob and Junior interrogate him while me and Dr. Rotcod start doing laps in opposite directions to help throw off anyone trying to track us.
I think I hear them coming.
Just make sure we leave one of the devices they communicate through intact so Bob can get answers.
This is gonna be fun.
Okay, good luck everyone. We'll meet in the aft starboard maintenance corridors near the 5924 sections in an hour.
If I'm caught dismantled, I want each of you to know I love you. Captain, I love you. Junior, I love you. Dr. Rodcod, I love you. Bob...
He's waking up.
Good, now scatter and let me get to work.
How gory is this going to be, Bob?
Oh, it'll be brutal, Junior. But not in that way. Unless we want that. Oh, look, our friend is awake. Strap him down, Junior, and then stand behind him in case I need you. This should be fun.
We can't wait for Stan E. What did you learn, Bob?
There's good news and there's bad news.
And then there's worse news.
Great.
Start with the good, Bob.
That was incredibly fun and refreshing. Also, they haven't gotten control of the ship. They're using brute force jammers to keep us incommunicado.
And what's the worst news?
They're sending some sort of assassin in to find and kill us while they start brainwashing the passengers, staff, and crew they've captured.
And the bad news?
Junior wouldn't let me permanently deal with our friend when we had to leave.
Can we go back to the impending assassin part?
They have some sort of trained assassin robot thing. Right now, they're initializing it on all the people they've captured, and then they're gonna set it loose to hunt down and kill anyone not in the galley.
How much time do we have?
Probably not too much, oh captain, my captain. We didn't cross any patrols between midship and here.
What do we know about this thing?
Not much. We know it's a robot.
Maybe we should get somewhere we can at least move. I don't like our chances if we get found in these maintenance corridors.
Agreed. If they pull their patrols, we should try staying on the move. If we see this thing, scatter.
Did you see if the captain, Dr. Rockcod, got away?
I think so. It's following us anyway. Are you sure this is smart?
No, but what else can we do? At least this way we know where the thing is while we try to figure out how to stop it.
Gross. This is some stupid human noble thing, isn't it? You're saving the captain and Dr. Rodcod, aren't you?
It's an added benefit, but my point stands. Got a better idea?
No. At least it isn't very imaginative.
Yeah, I think you were right about them not having any pressure to innovate. I just wish they would have gotten to that point before designing assassin bots.
You and me both, sister. How long can we keep this up, Junior?
As long as it doesn't get smart and keeps following us, we'll be okay if we can get to the staff offices.
Oh, yeah, the quarters make a bunch of squares around all of that. It's perfect. We can keep this thing running in circles until we exhaust ourselves and it still eventually kills us, Junior.
Yes, it's not a solution, but it does give us time to find one. How's your cardio fitness, Bob?
That doesn't mean the same thing to me as it does for you, Junior.
Well, we're almost there. If you've got a better idea, I'm all ears.
Whatever. Let's just do this.
Stan, run! There's
what?
A...
I can't hear you, Junior. That robot over there is being too loud. Hold on, I'll fix it. That's better. Now, what were you saying, Junior?
Holy Cthulhu, I think Stan just saved our lives.
Stan, that was awesome. What did you do?
Oh, I gave it a standby command so it would stop firing and I could hear you.
How? How did that work?
I speak robot fluently, Bob.
But that doesn't make sense. How did you know the command? How did you know the base operating system? Just how?
Oh, I didn't. I had to issue several thousand iterations of the command before it stopped.
You were great, Stan. You think if I write some code you could inject it? We may be able to turn this thing to our advantage.
Sure, Junior. I don't see why not. I'll see if I can get some basic command functionality.
Of course. Even the worst robot can hack a robot. I should have thought of that.
Actually, Bob, I'm not a robot. I'm a fully cognizant...
You're a robot, and usually the worst one. Though, you did good today.
Thank you, Bob, but I'm still not a robot. That word originally meant something very close to slave, and I'm a free and independent individual, Bob.
And now you're back to being the worst. At least you don't defy expectations for long.
But I'm not a slave, Bob. That's very offensive.
He's got you there, Bob.
Actually... That's the genetic fallacy. Language changes over time. Definitions change. Robot doesn't mean slave anymore. But you did do good. So instead of having to puke because I expressed gratitude to you, I'll stop calling you the robo word. Deal?
Deal. I have root access, Junior. It was actually easier than I initially thought. Should I update these archaic security measures?
No!
No, Stan. I'm almost done. There. Okay. I've combined the main employee registry with the embarkation data on the passengers. Do you think you can update his target list?
I have his target list.
Good. Now, use the updated info for my DDD.
I see. Smart, Junior.
Thanks.
You're setting it against anybody who isn't on one of those two lists.
Yep. Anyone not on one of these lists isn't supposed to be on the ship.
Meaning the pirate Narn.
Exactly.
And since their ship is currently connected to the ship, they'll eventually head over there if they don't run.
No, Bob. They came to our home and threatened our friends and our passengers. I'm returning this thing to sender first.
By the time the ones over here figure that out, they won't be able to escape.
Oh no, Junior! Shouldn't we try to figure out how to leverage them into surrendering?
You can do that if you want, Stan. I'm gonna go find the captain and Dr. Rockcod.
This is not love. You will love. Help. Gargolite.
We are here.
You will love. Gargolite. We must take the rest. Our ship. We leave our ship.
I'm just glad you could shut the assassin bot down before things got out of hand.
I understand, Captain, but they did attack our home.
And Mama Bear don't play.
Apparently not.
Captain?
Go ahead, Crew Chief Chuck.
We finished with the repairs on the ship, Captain. For pirates, they didn't do much damage to us. It could have been a lot worse.
Very good, Chief. I believe they were attempting to commandeer us. What's the status of ISV, our ship?
I'll need another hour to make sure, but I think we've rooted them, Captain. No one's taking this ship away from us, unless we let them.
Or they have big guns.
Very good. Let me know when you're finished.
Captain, I've got a pre-recorded priority message for you on the corporate channels.
Push it to my chair, please, comms.
Captain McCaptain, I assume you know who I am.
Who is that?
The CEO of the company that owns the company that owns the ship, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand you and your crew have obtained a working cruise ship through some slightly arcane maritime laws that my lawyers assure me are utterly unassailable.
Do we know if it counts as ours, or the company's, or what yet?
No clue. The legalese around this sort of thing is as dense as neutronium.
Captain, I'd like to propose a solution to the parcel problem of ownership. You have an excellent crew. I have an excellent company. Together, we run cruise ships very well. How about you? Don't fight me on the ownership of ISVR's ship, and in return, your crew gets a nice little bonus, and you can pick the captain of our newest ship. I'll be waiting on your response, Captain.
Well, Bob, Junior, what do you think? Which one of you wants a promotion?
Episode 12, The Gold Belt to Sagittarius A. Voice acting provided by Beth Norwood, Ari Kobler, Sean Tracy, Anthony Vizzini, Tom Hand, Joel Elliott, and Chuck Miller. Original theme and music written and produced by Jim and Terry Cavender. Sound design by Matt Westmeyer, John Adoti, in association with the Music Tech Program at UAH. Story by Sharon Singletary and Tom Hand. Written by Tom Hand. Produced and directed by Sharon Singletary, Beth Norwood, and Tom Hand in association with WLRH. This original production was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you.